Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question, and it is as follows. Why, come Rosh Hashanah and running all the way through Hoshana Rabbah, do we change the form of our challahs? During the year we have challahs which are typically long, and now in particular the minhag is to have rounded challahs. So why the change? So we're going to bring three different reasons. Some of them are related, but different reasons why the challahs are round at this time of year. So number one goes as follows. It's brought by the Sefer Torah Moshe that it's a siman tov. Ki davar agul ein lo. Okay, it's because something that is round has no end to it. V'chud l'siman tov la'arichus yamim b'li keitz, and it's a siman tov to have a long life, arichus yamim, without an end to it. So just like the challah is rounded, so too that should be a siman tov for us to have rounded lives, in other words, no end to the life. The Tamei HaMinhagim brings a second reason, and to bring a second reason, he leverages a tshuva by the Ma'ari Asad, who discusses not Rosh Hashanah, not round challahs in Rosh Hashanah, but round matzahs on Pesach. So the Ma'ari Asad explains, why do we have specifically round matzahs? So he explains, she'afshar haya bizmanahu chok hamitzrim, it could very well be that the Mitzrim, the Egyptians at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, had a pagan practice to make their breads either square or in triangles based on the number of gods that they believed in. So if they believed in four gods, they would make their lechem, they would make their breads in four, and they would make it in a rectangular or a square shaped. And if they believed in three gods, they would make it in a triangular shape. And in order for us to distance ourselves from the to'evos of the Mitzrim, for the abominations of the Egyptians, gam bazeh asu Yisrael ahipuch mem, klal Yisrael did the exact opposite. They made their challahs rounded, dafka, specifically round, to teach, to show the achdus, the unity, the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kemo ha'igul she'ein lo sof, ein lo tchila, just like a circle that has no beginning, it has no end, it is only one shape together with no corners. That is why the Ma'ari Asad explains why Klal Yisrael made the matzahs, their breads, rounded, and be trying to distance themselves from the pagan practice of the Egyptians. Accordingly, the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim leverages that concept of the Ma'ari Asad when it comes to round matzahs, and he says, as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, v'nei b'Rosh Hashanah omri malchuyos, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we say, kingdom, malchuyos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ayikar, na'amin b'melech yachidu b'miyuch. And the key is for us to believe in one single God and no more. And accordingly, to represent that, we make our challahs rounded starting on Rosh Hashanah through Hoshana Rabbah. And there's a third reason, similar but a little bit different. The Zemiras Divrei Yoel says that the concept here is chalos agulos hen ke'ein tsuras keser. When we have a round challah, it represents and it looks like, it's symbolic of a crown. It looks like a crown, and it's a remez for what we say in the tefillah, v'yitnu lecha keser melucha, that we should metaphorically give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the crown of the melucha, of the kingship, and accordingly, that's what our challahs represent, that keter of the melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there we have it, the minhag Yisrael to have rounded challahs at this time of year, starting from Rosh Hashanah, running all the way through Hoshana Rabbah, and the three different reasons what this represents. Have a wonderful day.